All right, so now we're getting into the court cards in the suit of swords in the classic traditional tarot deck. Good morning, happy new, well, good morning. You could be listening to this at any time. That's the radio host in me, but hello, happy new year. I hope everything's going well so far. It's early on, and as we continue to dive into the suit of swords, you know, it's conflict. A lot of swords come up in a tarot reading. You might be looking at it like, oh, crap, what have I done now? Or what's in it for, what does the universe have in store for me now? But all of the lessons that we learn in life, I believe, are for a reason. Even the worst pain and suffering that you've gone through, I know when somebody says to you, but it's probably for a good reason. You don't want to hear that. You want to smack them in the teeth. But the fact is, when we approach somebody about a tarot reading or pull cards for ourselves, we have to be able to face what the cards say. You know, it's not science, and it's not telling you this is exactly how it has to be. That's why we have free will, but we use the tarot cards as an intuitive guide. And when the Page of Swords comes up, you know, what's it telling you? It's telling you that you've got all these youthful ideas. You've got this curious mind. You want to know more. You want to do more. You want to let the world hear you. But especially with relationships, sometimes that information might not be getting through for whatever reason. You know, maybe there's somebody in your life that you want to collaborate with, but right now, they're not hearing you. And then the Page of Swords comes up. So maybe in that case, you take a little bit of a break from that person. You're not divorcing them. You're not walking away and screaming scorched earth. You're just stepping back a little bit and using that Page of Swords energy to kind of, you know, give them a chance to handle your exuberance, because maybe you just might be a little bit too much right now. Look at a band like Aerosmith. They were the biggest band in the world. And then for lots of reasons, they split up. They couldn't handle that creative workload. They were putting out songs like Dream On and Back in the Saddle and Sweet Emotion. They were the biggest songs in the world. That's a lot of pressure for any band to maintain that quality of songwriting with. Well, Aerosmith, they broke up over spilled milk. One of the band members' wives threw milk at one of the other members' wives, and that was what killed the band for a while. And they went through a low period, but then they got back together. And with that same youthful exuberance, because once they realized the amount of money that could be made, when the egos were put back in place and relationships were rebuilt, they could get right back in it. They even had an outside songwriter, Desmond Child, help them out. But it was all with this collaborative energy, this Page of Swords, youthful, creative energy. And you look at the Permanent Vacation album. You had Ragdoll as a single. You had Dude Looks Like a Lady as a single. And then maybe one of the biggest songs that they ever did at the time, Angel, as a single. And I remember hearing an interview with Joe Perry saying he didn't even want to put it out because it was too soft. And then these giant biker dudes would come up and be like, yo, bro, Angel saved my life. So when the Page of Swords comes up, you have all of this passionate energy. You just got to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Not everybody is going to accept your energy with the same enthusiasm. You know, sometimes, like I said, take a step back. But that is the Page of Swords. You're creative. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. Some of the best comeback albums in the world were done after a band took a little bit of a break. And it can get dangerous, too. You look at Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone. He had all of that youthful exuberance that the Page of Swords is telling you about, is showing you, is making an example of. And Andrew Wood, he jumped full throttle into the rock and roll lifestyle. And his band Mother Love Bone, they were signed to PolyGram Records for $250,000, which was unheard of for a band that had yet to put out a single song. But they did it. Mother Love Bone attracted Polygram. They attracted all of the record labels. There was a bidding war for them because they were so enthusiastic about making music. All Andrew Wood wanted to do was be a rock star. Unfortunately for Andy, that's also what did him in, the overindulgence. And he passed of an overdose. The remaining members of Pearl Jam, although they were destroyed by the news, they kept that dream of wanting to be heard, wanting to be seen. Stone Gossard and Mother Love Bone were in Stone Gossard and Jeff Amen were in Mother Love Bone before they were in Pearl Jam. And it took them a minute. They had to step back and then regroup and think about what they wanted to do with a new band. They couldn't just get another singer and do Mother Love Bone songs. That would have been sacrilegious to the band, would have been disrespectful to Andy, and it just wouldn't have worked. So with the same energy of the Page of Swords and a little bit of time to regroup and rethink their plan, they became the biggest band in the world. So when you see the Page of Swords in a reading, realize that, yes, you have that amazing idea. You have that start to what could be a very lucrative road. You still have to think these things out, flesh them out, and you have to get on the right page with those who can help you and see these ideas through. Now, if you liked what we just did with the Page of Swords and apply it to some rock and roll lyrics and rock and roll stories and examples, please subscribe to this Rock and Soul Tarot podcast. I have a Rock and Soul Tarot YouTube. And hit me up on Instagram. I'm always looking to talk to you about band stories, songs, lyrics, anything that we could do in upcoming tarot examples, examinations. So my Instagram's Orlando0616, and that's where you could book readings with me as well. I am wishing you peace and love in this new year, and I hope to see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck, goodbye, be safe.